Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11.
God almighty, Kira, what a weekend it was. Jesus.
It really was. It was a very presidential weekend, wasn't it? Because obviously
yes,
you had to go through, you know, what was going on with the inauguration because I'd made such a big song and dance about it the week before. But anyway.
You really set yourself up to have to answer a lot of questions, Kira. You did, absolutely, yeah.
I did. But then we were chatting about the fact as well that, I see, I thought it was the actual D-Trump POTUS account that had blocked you on Twitter. But actually turns out it was just D-Trump's...
It was real Donald Trump, his Twitter that has the bigger following, ironically, than the POTUS one. So I don't think he would have been able to block me on that, but he blocked me on his own, the bollocks.
Ah,
so that's
okay.
The problem. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So he doesn't
imagine
have to
that
unblock
we had
me.
That imagine that we had that conversation, though, in 2020.
Like, I know,
you know,
right?
Anyway.
Jesus.
Yeah. Kira's diary, it was the final one for a while. We find out why teenage Kira is signing off from writing her diary during a global pandemic, and it was basically to focus on her leaving cert. And
very responsible of her.
Yeah, and she wants to spend more time texting Lucy's older brother. I mean,
both noble causes, absolutely.
Exactly.
That's the Kira equivalent of when you say when you're resigning, you're spending time with your family. Do you know what I mean? I want to spend more time texting Lucy's older brother. Yeah, exactly. As well as that, Kira, on Saturday, I thought we had great fun going around the world
in our
tour. I really enjoyed that.
But
we saw
a lot
so
of people
many sights.
I think people pointed out, I think they were expecting me and Chris to give them theatre of the mind and bring them to the wonderful sights and sounds of Paris and Rome and the ancient pyramids of Giza. Instead, what we did was we read out really shit TripAdvisor remarks on famous iconic landmarks.
I thought that, though, was a way of going on a wonderful trip. But hey, what do I know, right?
You have to be so dead inside if you turn up outside the Eiffel Tower and just go, there it is.
What's this?
It's so synonymous with Paris and being French and all that sort of stuff, you know?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
And then you give out to me because I found I was very underwhelmed by the Book of Kells, and you're not allowing me to do that because Irish.
Come on. I don't mind you being underwhelmed by the other ones, but like, Jesus, a bit of solidarity now here. Put on the green jersey, Kira. Do you know what I mean? We've the best fans
buddy.
In the world.
Hey, buddy.
We've the best football fans in
Irish
the world.
You can get, right?
Yeah.
But... Yeah, I talked about being underwhelmed by the Book of Kells. I'm surprised it wasn't lynched and cancelled.
Hopefully you still will be. There's still time. Hey, hopefully this will get some international news.
Chris went to the Louvre and he said the Mona Lisa is shit. So maybe it's me and Chris that are the problem.
Yeah, I think you and I.
And not art and culture. Anyway.
Absolutely. As well as that, on Sunday, of course, we were discussing the fact, speaking of art, that Kira actually completed some wonderful art, some pop art of a head of a tiger. And I have to say, Kira was good. It really was.
It was so funny. I was just saying to Chris there, I stayed up until like 2:30 in the morning doing it. I woke up, I had like paint all down my neck this morning. There was paint all over the soap in my bathroom, like a real artist. I even wore dungarees, you know. But I was saying
whole
to Chris,
vibe.
What was mad was the fact that I stayed up until 2:30 in the morning. Like, I can't remember the last time that I did that.
Kira was literally talking to me there just before we recorded this podcast intro, and she was literally like, 2:30? I was up until 2:30. Like, Kira was this really conspiratorial, like, that's the kind of wild night I had. And I'm like, yeah, no, cool. Yeah, no, I hear you. But like, Kira was showing off.
I'd say, Chris, it's been a year since I've been up until 2:30.
Look at this. Look at Paris Hilton here. Living it up,
right?
I'll tell you.
Painting my pop art.
Absolutely. As well as that, on Sunday, we got to hear from, we should say, President Joe Biden. He referred to Kira and I specifically. He had some words for us.
Very not okay with that.
No, it's weird. He's already off to a bad start with us. But listen, hopefully we can work on him, as you say.
I thought he was going to be so nice to us. I had such hope for 2021.
Yeah, I thought this would be different. But no, it's following the exact same pattern as all the other famous people who come on the show and just insult us.
Boris Johnson was nicer to us than Joe Biden.
I know!
Which shocks me.
That says
like
something,
I'm used to
it?
The former, Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, being a bit of a dick to us. But I'm very surprised, Uncle
Joe.
Listen,
Kira. Only way onwards and upwards. You know what I mean? We'll work on him over the next 4 years. We'll get him on side. But anyway, listen, all of that and more. Here we go.
Chris, have you watched The Masked Singer yet?
No, Kira, I haven't. You know what, actually? No, because I'm always recommending you brilliant shows, Kira, and you never watch them. You never watch them, like Breaking Bad, The Wire.
I watched Prison Break this year.
Prison Break? Kira, Prison Break was out in 2006 or something.
Yeah, but do you not find do you not find that really annoying? Because then when you recommend and I do finally watch them, I text you the whole time and like, oh my God, Wentworth Miller, blah, blah, blah. Like, but it's 10 years too late. It's kind of how I feel.
15 years too late, Kira. Prison Break was released in 2005.
Oh my God.
Because
it's kind of how I feel about Call My Agent right now and Schitt's Creek. And I had watched them a long time before everyone else. And I'm not saying that in a... I knew they were cool before everyone knew they were cool. Mm-hmm. But when you've watched something ages ago and then everyone is talking about it now, you're like, oh, I find it a little bit annoying.
Here, I'll make a deal with you. Anyway. No, I hear you. No, but I'll make a deal with you on this, okay? So the first episode of Prison Break aired in 2005, okay?
Wow.
The first episode of Call My Agent aired in 2015. So I will watch Call My Agent in 2030. And I'll talk to you about it, okay?
Okay.
How does that sound? Brilliant. So 2030, I'm going to watch Call My Agent and we can have a big old chat about it then. How does that sound? Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
I really will admit to you, Kira, I am getting kind of itchy. Like, I too am trying to expose myself to other cultures any way I can. Yeah. Like, just to get out of the country in a small way, obviously, because we're not getting out of the country.
I just mentioned on the show earlier on, I actually watched two French TV shows this week. And one was Lupin, which if you haven't seen it, Chris, watch it. Mm-hmm. It's really, really good. And that starts off in the Louvre. And I've never been to the Louvre, as an example. And I'd love to. I have been to Paris, but I don't think I even passed by the Louvre. And I didn't go in. I didn't see the Mona Lisa or any of that. And then the second one, as I mentioned, is Call My Agent. And obviously, it's shot on these gorgeous streets all around Paris.
Of course.
And the Eiffel Tower does feature a good bit. And, you know, I wonder, is that, you know, there's a part of me that just, as I said, and as we've been saying, that I'd love to go to Paris.
You know what's interesting on that?
I'm really getting to that stage.
Oh, 100%.
I started learning French again this week.
No, we're going to have to do this now when we have a few more minutes, Kira. I don't believe this for a second. Kira was, quote unquote, learning Italian at the start of the last lockdown. I think Kira knows about 4 words of Italian. But Kira, never mind that. Let's go on a trip around the world here for a minute. Did you know as well, Kira, you know how you say the Eiffel Tower is in a lot of the shots in the Call My Agent show?
Yeah.
Apparently, I was reading that in a lot of cases, now I don't know if they're still using this trope, but a lot of productions, when they're trying to convey that they're in Paris, insert the Eiffel Tower in the background where geographically you wouldn't be able to see it, if you understand me.
What? So don't ruin it for
apparently
me.
They just throw in the Eiffel Tower anywhere. Like, even if you're a prison, you'd be like, but you can't see the Eiffel Tower from there. They just throw it in the background to make it look nice. But anyway, I'm sure Call My Agent isn't doing that. Yeah, it does work, doesn't it? Right. Well, Kira, let's go on a trip around the world here. Let's see a few sights.
Let's focus on France. Okay, so obviously TripAdvisor exists on the internet so that people can leave advice for other tourists.
Yes.
From hotels to plane journeys to restaurants and to famous iconic landmarks. For example, the Eiffel Tower, which is very iconic. It was constructed between 1887 and 1889, and it has become one of the most recognizable structures in the world, okay?
Was constructed for like a trade fair or something, wasn't it? Like, it had some really boring like reason that it was constructed and they just left it up. They said, I'll leave it.
It was described on TripAdvisor as a big hunk of steel that acts as reference for navigation, nothing special, too commercial. That was how the Eiffel Tower was described. Continued, too many street vendors and people wondering why they came there in the first place. A second review gave it a terrible 1-star rating last September, expressing, waste of time, looks better in the magazine.
Sure.
Now, in fairness, I have been under the Eiffel Tower. I've seen the Eiffel Tower lit up at night. It is spectacular.
Barry, yeah, but like, I do get the reviews as well. Kira, you've been under the Eiffel Tower, right? And you've been there during the day, right?
I've been there during the day.
Do you not feel like there's a lot of weird stuff going on there during the day? Like, whenever you get up to it, there's these men selling those birds that you throw in the air that come back to you. And I'm like, well, why does this, like, at least have an Eiffel Tower thing or something. Or there's like a man approaching you selling you a yo-yo. Or like, you know, it's like being at the Mamcross Horse Fair, Kira. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on that you just don't need there. And in a way, it kind of ruins the vibe for me. Like, there's a guy there selling a ping pong paddle with the ball attached to it. And I'm like, this is odd. Like, this...
Well, can we get these guys to Italy?
Sure. Why are we going to Italy?
Because, Chris...
Before we leave Paris, we're still in Paris, right? Because you can hear this music. So we haven't left Paris yet. Kira, the Eiffel Tower is beautiful. I really like the Eiffel Tower. The Mona Lisa is terrible, and it's nothing to be impressed by. The Louvre is kind of boring, and let me tell you something, I'm not the most refined gentleman. There are some nice pictures in the Louvre, or paintings, or works, I should say. But the Mona Lisa is a god-awful waste of time. No, Kira, not pictures. That's why I changed it to sound more academic and cultured. There's some fantastic works in there, some fantastic...
So you felt nothing?
I felt angry when I saw the Mona Lisa, that I'd queued for 2 hours to see that. And then you take the picture and the picture doesn't come out because it's behind some protective glass. Let me tell you something. Talk about waste of time. The Eiffel Tower is not a waste of time. The Eiffel Tower is fine. The Mona Lisa, That is a god awful waste of time.
You should write some comments on TripAdvisor.
I think I might. Go for it.
Will we go to Italy next, Chris?
Sure, Kira. There's no show budget left to go to Italy, so here, there's no music for Italy. If we go to Egypt, we're going to Egypt in a minute, aren't we?
We are going
good,
to
great.
Egypt.
There's some music for that. All right. Keep going.
Okay. The Colosseum.
Couldn't
in
clear all the rights, Kira. Yes.
Have you ever seen the Colosseum?
No, I haven't. I've been to Venice, but I've Colosseum's in Rome, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I've only been to Venice.
I've seen the Colosseum. It's amazing, okay? It's in Italy's capital. It was built 1,951 years ago in 70 AD. It was the host of fights and dramas and executions. Like, I've been inside it. It is absolutely incredible. It's breathtaking. But
sure.
One reviewer in TripAdvisor suggested that it's not worth the visit, simply stating, not much of it left, to be honest, but that's my opinion.
That's funny, though. I like that one. By the way, we've managed to make our way to Italy. It's okay.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, you can
there's
hear
so much of the Colosseum left. And then another comment on TripAdvisor was the guide was confusing, mainly because I don't know how to speak Italian.
Well, again, that person's problem, not the Colosseum itself.
There has to be kind of something dead inside of you, though, Chris, if that you can't appreciate that you're standing by something so historic. Like, the Colosseum is like, I'd have the Colosseum before I'd have the Eiffel Tower, do you know?
Oh, 100%. And I've never been to the Colosseum, but there's so much history in the Colosseum. Absolutely. You're standing inside history. Definitely. Yeah, yeah.
Well, we go to Egypt then, so.
Oh, Kira, let's go to Egypt. How about this, Kira? It's very exciting. Who is complaining about Egypt? What could you be complaining about in Egypt?
The pyramids. The pyramids, Chris. Obviously, that's why a lot of people do travel. The pyramids of Giza in Egypt, they're considered an archaeological triumph, aren't they?
I've been to those. Yeah, they're nice.
They leave historians scratching their heads as to exactly how they constructed these, incredible structures around 4,500 years ago. Right?
Slavery. They got a load of guys to do it for free. That was the long and the short of it, but
we won't reference that now, Kira. There was a man called Mr. Worldwide, who wrote last July on TripAdvisor, far too hot and the sound was everywhere, not great. That's what he said about the pyramids of Giza. Chris, is that true? I haven't been to the pyramids.
Okay, firstly, sorry. The pyramids are breathtaking, okay? You go to the pyramids and honestly, you almost start crying. Like, it's overwhelming because they are just these incredibly powerful, moving structures there. You see them and you say to yourself, oh my God, but I will be honest. If you go down, there is a lot of sand and you are able to go down in the pyramids. You're actually allowed to go in and there's these like passageways, we'll say, that go right down underground underneath them. And it's a little sandy out there, like, I won't lie, Kira. I mean, it is a little stuffy down in this 5,000-year-old building about 100 feet underground. Gets a little stuffy. I mean, the man's right. Maybe they could have cleaned it up a bit, put in an air purifier or something. So, yeah, well, I mean, he's right.
Look, I'm going to hold my hand up and, boy, oh boy, people are not going to like me for this one.
What?
But maybe it was just the mood that I was in, the particular day. I remember when I saw the Statue of Liberty for the first time, I remember thinking to myself, wow, it's not as big as I imagined it. I thought the Statue of Liberty was like huge. And I was passing by it and I was like, oh, that's a lot smaller than I anticipated.
So you went by it on the boat, did you? And
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't stop off on Staten Island today. And I was like, oh, okay. I just thought it was like bigger than the Empire State.
You thought it was bigger than the Empire State?
Oh, yeah. Like, I had, in my mind, Statue of Liberty was like huge. Also, the Book of Kells, Chris.
Kira, now this one, I'm sorry. Now, this one, I don't know why I'm arguing with you over Egyptian music.
I feel so bad about this. And again, let's put it down to the fact that maybe I wasn't in a good mood that day. But I was more impressed with the great library in Trinity than I was with the actual Book of Kells. I walked in and I was like, that's it?
Yeah, Kira, I got to be honest with you. That kind of disappoints me now. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, get with the program here. You know how we're all excited about liking Biden and stuff. Come on, if it's Irish, you're supposed to just get behind it, okay, Kira?
But
we're back in Ireland, by the way. So we've gone around the world. We're certainly around Europe and North Africa anyway. But
I get it that, there's sacred manuscripts from a really, 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 really long time ago. But at least with the Colosseum, you can see, you know what I mean? Like, it's there.
Kira, the Book of Kells is amazing. You know, those dudes made that like...
Chris, 2000... can I ask you a genuine question?
Yes.
When was the last time you read four Gospels of anything?
it's been a while. Like, don't get me wrong. I mean, it wasn't recently. But I was very impressed that these monks getting high all day off mead and stuff and whatever, eating plants, were able to isolate themselves in these towers and stuff and just make these beautiful, beautiful books. The effort it would have taken to do that back then, Kira, that's what blows me away by it. Now, don't get me wrong. You look at them now. Sure. If someone made it now, you'd say, there were other ways of doing this, pal. But back then, there weren't, Kira. And you need to get with the program here. Kira, tourism's our big export. Like, come on, get with
and I understand that. And you know what believe I mean? You me, I do feel bad about this.
Land of a thousand welcomes and all that. Come on.
I was Fort Fawcett. So underwhelmed.
Wow, Kira. Like, mm-hmm. We shouldn't have finished on a negative Irish one. I feel really sad now. God almighty, Kira. By the way, the Mona Lisa's worse. As in, it's more disappointing than the Book of Kells, I think. If you're in that vibe, yeah, absolutely, yeah. I don't want us to end on the negative. What about Ireland, Kira? Come on. Kira, it terrifies me to say, and we have kind of been ebbing towards it very gradually and saying to ourselves, God, I can't believe it's nearly X, I can't believe it's nearly Y, but pretty soon, Kira, it will have been March 2020. We will be in March 2021 when all of this started, when Kira's diary came back, because it was funny. I think at the time, Kira, when we revived the essence, the soul, the spirit of teenage Kira for Kira's diary, we were saying to ourselves, geez, this could be fun. We might get like 4 or 5 weeks out of this, out of like a pandemic Kira's diary. Do you know what I mean? That could be great fun. Here we are nearly a year later, and things are as bad as they ever were. So Kira, of course, everybody knows that Kira's diary was a very popular segment on this radio show during our nighttime radio show. It was turned into a successful book. Quite frankly, it's awesome. You should go get it if you get the chance. Order it online. If you've nothing else to be doing, why not? However, Kira, you took teenage Kira, her essence, her soul, her spirit, and you applied her to these pandemic times. And as we said, thinking for the crack, it might last a week or two, but here we are. And
I think, Chris, that it's time for Kira to hang up, teenage Kira to hang up her diary. That's what I think, because there's not really much going on with teenagers at the minute. There's not really much going on with the majority of the population, Chris. I think it's fair to say.
The pandemic has essentially outlasted us. The pandemic literally just stayed, and we were like, oh, wait, hold on. Oh, all right, okay.
It's overtaken us at this stage.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
So we find out, did teenage Kira's grandmother get the vaccination in an untoward way? We find out what's going on with Lucy. We find out, do Johnny Limp and Rebecca get back together? And we find out why Kira is putting her diaries away for a little while.
Oh God, Kira, this is making me emotional, I have to be honest with you. But look, also on the way for you, we've Joel Curry, Emily Kate, Head and Heart. We've AJ Orbang first, though. For now, a goodbye for now, Kira. But I'm sure we'll get all the answers we need in, for now, a pause on Kira's diary.
Dear diary, well, Granny only went and did it. She became the first woman in the village to get the vaccination, and not only did she make it to the front of the Irish Times, she also made it onto the 6-1 News, where she unashamedly looked directly into the camera and cried, saying that she hadn't seen any of her family since March. Can you believe the audacity of her? Like, everyone in the village knows that's not true. And the shame that she has brought on the family. Mum and Dad are livid. Dad rang her and threatened to take away her drone somewhere, but then she broke out of the nursing home and made me an accomplice in hiding the drones so that Dad wouldn't find them. She reckons this lockdown is going to last a little bit longer, and thinks demand for drone whiskey drop-ups are going to skyrocket. And she promised me a cut of the profit, so I'm not a complete idiot. She's also gone a little bit cocky too. She now wants to book a holiday to Medjugorje ASAP, because she's been vaccinated, but I told her that people would probably frown upon it, and to lay low after the Oscar performance that she gave on the 6-1 News. And surprisingly enough, she agreed with me. In other news, wasn't the inauguration amazing? Like, I got totally emotional watching it. Lucy sent me a photo of young Biden, and I'm not going to lie, he was a serious fox. But Kamala Harris, oh my God, she has inspired me so much. I'm still president of the school, for God's sake. And who knows, maybe Mikkel D will need a vice president someday. And maybe it will be me that rocks into Aris and Uchtaran in a parachute someday. Also, Lucy's on a full-on mission to become friends with Loretta Blewett, who's like a 100th cousin to Joe Biden. And she's her mayo. She's liked every tweet of hers on Twitter and reckons that if we befriend her, we can hang out with Joe and Kamala when they come to Ireland. And we're not to let the fact that she's her mayo blind her vision. Loretta Blewett has literally become the most powerful Irishwoman in terms of politics, and me and Lucy need to be friends with her to take over the world. I bet you having President Joe Biden in their corner that Mayo probably have a better chance of winning the All-Ireland now. Because surely he could get the Secret Service to arrange some sort of Dublin player has been taken care of. Not being killed, obviously, but maybe like
shipped off to Alcatraz or Guantanamo Bay, you know, for an extended holiday. But like at the same time, imagine Air Force One arriving in Knock Airport. Hilarious. The Virgin Mary would literally turn in her grave. Someone more famous than her in Knock, knocking her off her pedestal. Am I right, dear diary? In other not so great news, Johnny Depp and Rebecca have gotten back together, and look, when I heard, I literally rushed into the toilet for an hour. But they decided they would rather a relationship online than no relationship at all, and that connection with another human being will be what triumphs over this pandemic. Rebecca says it's a revolt against the pandemic and they will not let this beat them. And as much as I feel the bile rise in my throat thinking of the two of them copulating again, I have to appreciate their morals. And in other weird twists, Lucy has decided to focus 100% on her Leaving Cert. Honestly, I didn't see that coming. She has given up her vigilante work, her dodgy business deals. She's given up, zooming random guys and playing strip rock, paper, scissors with them. And she tells me that she wants to be the biggest female CEO of some business when all this is over. And do you know what? I believe her. And it'll pay for me to be friends with a millionaire someday. Which leads me to my next piece of news. And I need to break up with somebody. And no, it's not me. It is me. It's not you. But I have to break up with you, dear diary. You've been my friend for so long now, but I think I'm going to get arthritis from my wrist if I keep on confiding in you. And honestly, most of my time is spent studying for my Leaving Cert and texting Lisa's older brother. And I just don't have room in my life right now for anything else. And look, even Anne Frank had to stop writing in her diary at some stage. But I want to thank you for being my friend. And I'm not saying that I will be back, because these days you can never say never. But I'm definitely gone for a little while. So I'm signing out for now, old friend. Goodbye, dear diary. Love, Kira.
Kira, this isn't going to be nearly as cool as like we think it is it? And you're like, whatever your achievement is, we're going to all have to pretend we're happy about it. But like, it's...
Well, I think that for anyone to have any sort of achievement this year, from whether it's making sourdough bread for the first time, Chris, to doing what I did, I think that we need to congratulate ourselves and pat ourselves on the back.
Yes, yes, of course, Kira. Yeah, no, I get all of that. That's a lovely preamble now and everything. And any little achievement in these times is a great achievement.
So,
absolutely. Yes.
You know, and I've documented the many random things that I've bought throughout the three different lockdowns.
But also the stuff you've tried to do, like taking up yoga, taking up learning Italian, now it's French. So you have certainly tried your hand at a few things, Kira, yes.
I sure have. No. Like even up until... You know, recently, but you know, before the end of 2020, I bought a wetsuit. But last April, last April, when I was going through my first phase of lockdown, crying at normal people, wondering what was going on in the world, I don't know why, but it just felt like the energy at the time. I bought a painting by numbers pop art piece, okay? And I remember telling you about it. Uh-huh. I also bought like a universal sink stopper for a bath. Actually, that was my housemate. And I bought like a white Calvin Klein baseball cap. I bought a couple of weird things that month.
Sure, some impulse buying, Kira. I mean, yeah. I think everyone went through a little bit of retail therapy back then. Yeah. Absolutely.
So the pop art piece, it didn't arrive for weeks. It did not arrive for absolutely not weeks. I bought it kind of a dodgy enough site or whatever. Anyway, it eventually arrived, I think, in May.
Can I ask, is pop art that kind of vibrant, very colourful...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, all right, I hear you. So you bought a painting like by numbers. Yeah, yeah, neon. Yeah, yeah. So like, it almost looks like a Japanese cartoon or something. Like, it looks very kind of...
Yeah,
okay, I hear you. Because I don't know what pop art is, Kira. I'm ignorant. So I'm just trying to get a frame of reference here. I'm looking at some Google images.
So the particular one that I bought was a tiger pop art piece, okay?
Okay.
So it had the face of a tiger, and then you had to obviously paint in all different neon colours and different colours of the tiger's face, okay?
Okay. So... You got this like whatever a few months ago.
At the end of May, the start of June.
Right, so you've had this a while, Kira.
I have. I've moved in between.
Yeah.
I bought some other loads of dungarees. I literally just spent the year buying dungarees, really, to tell you the truth. Took up French there, as I was mentioning to Chris. And I don't know. Yesterday, I just sat down. It was snowing. I had the fire on. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the pop art piece. Chris, I started at 3 o'clock yesterday. Took a break for a Zoom call between 7:30 and 9:00.
Okay.
And then I continued on into the night, Chris. And I went to bed after 2 o'clock this morning, and I did it. I completed it. I'm gonna show you right now. Okay.
Okay, go for it. Get it out on you.
So and you can't slag it because it's actually really cool.
Were you sending me like dungarees and stuff? Like, were you sending me like pictures of you in the dungarees and the picture? Or are you just gonna show me a picture here now, Kira? Am I gonna get the whole artistic studio experience?
You're just gonna get the picture.
Did you not take a picture of yourself in your dungarees beside it, looking like an artist, like with some paint flecked on your face and like your hair tied up in a bun?
When I woke up this morning, there was paint all down my neck.
That's what I mean. Like, why didn't you create that kind of lofty, like that you're in a loft in New York and you're wearing dungarees, you've just drawn this fantastic piece, you've spent all night doing it. Let me have a look on the
In fairness, somebody else painted it. Somebody else mapped it out because it was painting by numbers.
No, I hear you, Kira.
Vincent Van Gogh was turning in his grave right now, being like, oh, I should be really worried.
I think he might be turning his grave anyway, though, with this picture. But,
It's cool.
Yeah, it's all right. Okay. I was kind of gearing myself up to make fun of it, but that's fine. Like, yeah, good for you. That's nice. That's cool. All right.
It only took 9 months. 3 lockdowns, a new American president, for me to finally do that. So I just want to say to anybody out there who is like angry that they haven't, I don't know, written a book or made 10 rounds of sourdough or whatever.
Sure.
Just do whatever the hell you can.
Do your best.
You'll get there eventually.
Just do your little victories, right? Is that what you're saying to us, Kira?
Yeah.
I love the idea. Were you wearing dungarees painting this last night?
I was.
Jesus.
And I had my hair up and like...
Of course you did. And there was paint on your face and...
I went into my bathroom this morning and there was just literally like paint all over my sink, you know, and on my soap because I obviously was washing it, like, you know, washing it off my hands last night.
Sure.
And then when I was brushing my teeth this morning, I looked in the mirror, I had paint all down along my collarbone and the side of my neck. So like, I really got into it.
Wow, you're such a bohemian, Kira. Like living in a little place, you know what I mean, to yourself.
Ginsburg.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, Kira,
And Andy Warhol.
Yeah, that's
all the
right.
Lads.
And Angelica from the Rugrats in her dungarees, Kira. You all the lads. You're all in the same kind of sphere. But look, Kira, well done. That is an achievement. And
do you
what?
Really like it? Because I could frame it and sign it for you, Chris. And
could you? Maybe, could I commission could a piece from you, Kira? Would that be possible? Could I commission an original Kira King painted in her little studio in her dungarees? That sounds fantastic, Kira. Kira's now an artist as well, evidently.
Oh my god, I am. I am.
You know when we, you know the way like
look
as
at me creating.
You,
anyway. Know,
you were in a flow state, Kira. That's what was going on.
I was in a flow state.
You know what this probably is now to anyone who's an actual artist. You know when like you and I, because of course we're in traditional media and we're threatened by everything. This is like probably when we hear podcasters going, yeah, no, I'm in the business. Yeah, I have a podcast. There's probably artists listening going, oh, Kira thinks she's an artist now.
Kira did a painting by numbers.
She got an AliExpress painting by numbers of a tiger. And now she thinks she's going to be having pieces commissioned. She's going to be giving them people as birthday. Were you going to suggest that's my birthday present?
Yeah.
Ah, God, Kira.
I'll frame it and everything.
After the absolute mess you made of my other Christmas present, that's going to be my birthday present. Maroon 5, Nobody's Love, here on 2FMR.
Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11.
God, well, Kira, that is such a depressing track.
I know, yeah.
Name of a track.
I know, yeah. All right. Absolutely. Well, listen, I hope your Sunday isn't as depressing as that song. There is snow, Kira, which is nice.
There
I mean,
is
the dusting
snow.
Of snow across the country.
I had to put on my wellies to walk to work today.
Good
and I had to put on my special grips at the bottom of my wellies so that I wouldn't slip, Chris.
That's right. Kira's
and
Tom Crean.
Make it,
yeah, that's
you know,
it. Yeah.
To work on time to be here for the nation.
You are very dedicated. I got a little
Thank
dusting
you.
Of snow myself as well, but I was rather enjoying it. Do you know what I mean? I felt like I was braving the elements. But look, Kira, this is very exciting. Now, obviously, we had a poor relationship with the previous US administration because of me. We were blocked by Trump.
He who shall not be mentioned.
Sorry, Kira. We were blocked by the president number 45 of the United States. But, Kira, I feel it's all turning around here. We have a Mayo man in there. He even knows the old playful rivalry between Mayo and Galway. I feel we're really...
Between Ireland and England.
And between Ireland and England. Yeah, of course, of course. BBC, I'm Irish. How about
if you'd
that?
Like
of course.
Call that playful.
That one isn't as playful as the Galway Mayo one. There's a little more animosity in the whole century, you know, millennia of oppression. But anyway, Kira, how about this? I'm not so confident anymore because somehow it always seems that once world leaders get to know us, they don't like us. You know?
That That's preposterous, Chris, because they have to like me.
Well, it's an interesting one because you know how Joe Biden was giving all these addresses and all of these speeches and everything, and like they go on for hours and like the media just chops up the bits that they need or the bits that they want. He also addressed us because he was going through a few countries. This is crazy. So there was a bit of downtime. I think he'd gone through all the foreign policy and stuff. And
I know that he does listen to the radio show and I know that he loves it. Yeah. It's his favourite on RTE.
That's right, yes. Well, listen, he had some words for us, which I thought was very exciting, and we were sent these by the White House press secretary. He said, look, if you want to use these,
this is exciting.
I know, right? Well, let's have a listen.
Morning, Chris. Good morning, Kira. President Joe Biden here.
Wow.
My first 100 days, I plan to do more than you two useless Galwegians have ever done in your entire careers.
Oh, that's... That's not very nice. That's very...
Why do you have to get the dig in about Galwegians? Like, that's taking the Mayo Galway joke way too far.
I agree.
And also, don't put me in that bracket. Put you in that bracket, fine, but not me.
Well, you are from Galway, Kira. You can't...
Yeah, I'm talking about not... Anyway, go on.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Yeah,
I can just about tolerate Mayor of Boston, Marty Walsh, being from Galway. But you two... I don't know, man.
Jesus.
What?
Why is he so frosty with us? How come this always happens once world leaders come onto the show? Boris Johnson, Leo.
Oh my God, Chris, maybe it was because I give out about the inauguration music.
It could be. Because he does reference that in one of the clips. Oh, Jesus, Kira. Are you the one getting us in trouble now? Hold on, let's continue.
I kind of regret becoming president of the United States.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a scoop, isn't it? That he regrets becoming president.
Now look at the salaries of all those RTE presenters they released.
Oh, no.
Who knows? I could have gotten paid more by working for a broadcaster in a country with a population the size of Alabama. Well, being a president of the goddamn United States.
Okay, well, I mean, he has a point there.
He might have a point.
I can't argue with him on that one. All right, fair enough. All right, well, Kira, it continues. It continues in a similarly frosty way. So far, he's given a dig at you and I, Marty Walsh from Boston, the pay of RTE presenters.
Anyway,
I'm sure it gets better from here, right?
Okay.
Over the next 100 days, I'll be keeping you both up to date on all my progress. I'll give you guys the official scoops on anything.
Brilliant.
I know you guys have that Brian Dunham guy over here. Sometimes I look out the window and I see his shaved head and those hands waving all over the place. And I gotta admit, I get a little freaked out. I don't want to talk to that guy. So I'm going to use you two instead.
Oh, wow. Well, Brian Donovan. Like, I think he does do a lot of theatrics behind me here in the White House. Like, there's a lot of that going on, but like, I like him. Obviously, Joe's a little freaked out by all of that, so.
Okay.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, listen, Kira, let's continue. I don't know what Joe could possibly have a problem with next, I mean, it's...
He'll say nice things about me.
I'm sure he will, Kira. With knowing how this show goes and the arc of this, I'm sure he's going to say nice things about you and I, right? I mean, surely.
First 100 days.
Yes, come on.
Yeah.
Here are some of the plans I have.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
For Kira, I know the United States isn't supposed to get too heavily involved in geopolitics.
Yeah.
I'm going to make an executive order which stops Kira from learning European languages.
Oh, no.
Kira, the way you've been jumping aimlessly from one European language to another during the pandemic borders on a war crime.
Oh, no.
What? It's only Italian and French.
Borders on
it's
a
only
war
Italian
crime.
And French.
I got it
all. All I did was get a 5-day streak on Duolingo with the French.
Oh, good for
the
you.
The Italian you should be... ashamed of me for it.
Well,
anyway.
I suppose it's better than your usual behavior of jumping aimlessly from one European man to another.
Okay.
Based on what country's in town for the rugby.
Oh my God.
I can't believe he said that, Kira. How does he even know that? They have very good foreign intelligence, don't they, the US?
God.
I'll tell you something.
For Chris.
Yes, oh no.
One of the biggest threats to democracy at the moment is annoying nerds just like you, sitting at home all day, posting fake news, pictures of that frog, and saying they're members of the Proud Boys. So even though I don't know for sure, it's probably easier than we just ban your access to the internet till we figure out what's going on.
Oh my God.
Nobody wants to see tweets or nonsense from you anyway.
Hey, that... Well, I'm giving it even worse than Kira.
He kind of has the point. Wait a second. The president of the United States wants to ban you off the internet.
Yeah, Trump just wanted, or number 45 just wanted to ban me off Twitter. This is far worse. This is the whole internet, Kira, till
also,
he can figure out what's going on.
Like, in fact, can I just point out, I wish that I had as much luck with different European men that came over for that rugby.
That the CIA seems to think you have in this info that they gave Joe Biden.
Oh my God.
Yeah, right. Well, let's. He closed then, Kira, with one more clip, apparently, because he had to get back to doing some other stuff he was doing.
I don't even know what I want to hear.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
These 100 days are going to be long.
I know. This is just the first 100 days. Kira, there could be 4 years of this.
I told my staff that I'll fire anyone who talks down to another person. Working with them.
Did you see that actually, Kira? He said,
I did.
Yeah, good for him.
I was really impressed.
Yeah, that was
that.
Really ballsy.
Just want you both to know.
Oh, no.
And I've been talking to the Director General of RTE.
Oh. They don't know who exists, Chris. So
yeah, don't worry about that. No one cares about you.
If you mention Garth Brooks one more time, or Kira, if you mention Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic one more time, I'll fire both of you.
You can't fire us.
Oh, that's what he says he's going
to
do.
He can't fire us. He doesn't have the power to fire us.
He claims he's going to fire us.
Bye for now. Oh. God bless the United States of Ballinland.
Oh, well, okay.
Oh, for God's sake. All right, okay.
So we're off to a frosty start with the new US president. I thought the other one
was
back
here. All I have to do is meet him and I'll win him over.
Is that it? Is that what you have to do? You just have to work your charm out?
Or I'll win his son, Hunter, over.
Is his son, Hunter, a bit of a dish, is he?
No.
Oh, right. I thought you were saying you wanted to romantically pursue him. Sorry, Kira.
I don't know why I said that.
That's all right.
I just like the name Hunter. Just going to be deadly honest with you. I like the name Hunter.
Wow. Well, I mean, listen. What more do you want? And had it all. Politics, art. Very sophisticated show. Like,
that's very, very hard, to follow, Chris, to keep up that level of just brilliant radio going forward.
How do we do it, Kira?
And it's only January. Like, we're not even at the end of January yet.
How are we so consistent? And good for the last
know.
10 years.
I don't know.
Me neither. But look, it's a mystery. How about this? Of course, subscribe to the podcast if you're here and you're not subscribed. iTunes, Spotify, RSS feed, wherever you get your podcasts, whatever. Give us some nice love. Give us comments, 5 stars, whatever. We will chat to you soon. From myself, Chris, goodbye from Kira.
Goodbye. Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11.